About 23 hours ago, people in China and Christians in India began to hear the words that we read tonight. And then the people in Europe and the people of the United Kingdom and the people on the East Coast. And now we hear the words that Christians have gathered around on Christmas Eve for thousands of years. Listen for the Word of God. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who have lived in the land of deep darkness, on them the light has shined. You have a multitude of the nations. You have been increased with its joy. They rejoice before you as those who share in the harvest, as the people who exalt and divide the plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken on the day of Midian. For all the boots and the trampling warriors and all the garments will be rolled up in blood and shall be burned in the fire. To us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will rest upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace. For the throne of David and his kingdom he will establish, and he will uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. And from the second chapter of the Gospel of Luke. There were in those days a decree that went out from Augustus Caesar that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first registration that took place since Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went down from their hometowns to be registered. Joseph also went from his hometown of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the household of David. He went to be registered with his wife, and she was great with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds abiding their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." And when the angel had left and gone into the heavens, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this great sight that we have been told." So they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. And when they saw this, they made known all that they had seen about the Christ child. And all who heard this were amazed. But Mary treasured these things and pondered them in her heart. And then the shepherds returned, glorifying God for all they had seen and all that had been told to them. The word of life. Thanks be to God. As often as we hear this text every year, I have to tell you it's one of the hardest ones to preach on, this and the resurrection story, because everyone knows the story. And so I end up saying, what am I going to say this year? Because there's nothing really new to say about it. Except for this, I love the fact that there were shepherds in this story. because we create in our minds these beautiful images of little children with shepherd's crooks and everything's fine. But the shepherds were the outcasts. They were considered unclean. They did the work of the people. I mean, people used the sheep for food, for sacrifice. They used the wool for their clothing, and yet they were considered outcasts. And who did God choose to hear the story but the outcasts? And if you've ever felt like one of the outcasts, then remember, the angel says, "For to you is born this day." And that's an all-inclusive you. It's not just to this little small group of shepherds, but it's to everyone. It's more than just what my Yankee East Coast friends would say, "Use guys." And they wouldn't even have said to Oklahoma ranchers, to y'all. They would have said, "To all y'all is born this day. All y'all." And for those of us who have felt outcast and downcast, that story's for us. And that's what I love about the story. And the fact that God calls all the wrong people to do all the right things. And all you have to do is say yes and buckle your seatbelts. Because when God comes in, God turns everything upside down and everything falls in the right way. So the story goes, the most powerful man in the world, with this huge army behind him, says, "I'm going to count all those little people." And what was God's response? "I'll send a baby, and he'll talk about peace. I'll send a baby, and he will talk to the outcasts. I will send a baby, and he will teach about love." And he came, and the world turned upside down and is still falling in the right way. I remember a Christmas Eve when I was 16. My dad and I had had a huge fight. He was drunk and I was mad. I was mad at my mom. I don't know why. I was 16. I was mad at everyone that time. So I told my family, "All I want is for us to go to church and have candles and carols and love. That's all I want." And then I slammed the door and went to my friend Gloria's house. I had two friends at the time that were 20 years older than me, and they were both married. And I hung out with them, and it was scandalous to my mother. But since I've been born, my mom's been scandalized by things I do and I say. And I said to Gloria, "I just want to experience love tonight. It's Christmas Eve." And she said, "Well, I was going to call you because Linda and I have been thinking about going to the old folks' home and go caroling." And I go, "I'd love to." My friend Linda worked as a child librarian, and so she managed to pick up every raggedy little child that came along. And so Linda shows up, and she brings this raggedy little kid. His name's Timmy. He has a teddy bear in his hand. His hair needs to be brushed. He's missing his two front teeth. And I was a little concerned because nursing homes can be a little intimidating. And the ones in Perry at that time smelled like urine, and they were kind of scary to older people, much less children. But we walked in, and Timmy just started sharing Christmas with everyone. He would peek into people's rooms and go, "Merry Thithmith! Merry Thithmith!" And we would sing our Christmas carols, and people would gather around us. And that child showed me what the love of Christmas was like. Well, pretty soon, Linda had to take the boy home. He was staying with her because his mom was drunk, and she didn't trust his mom to be able to take care of him that night. So they went home, and Gloria said, "Do you have about 45 more minutes?" And I said, "Yeah." She goes, "I have a friend who's dying. She has ALS. She can't talk. but this will be her last Christmas on earth. So we went to her house and we walked in her room, and there she was in bed. Gloria had brought a silver balloon, and we lowered the lights and Gloria lit some candles and we sang to her. And Gloria rubbed lotion on her hands and on her face, and we sang Silent Night, Holy Night, All is Calm, All is Bright. I've lost touch with Gloria and found her again, and lost touch with Gloria and found her again, and now I found her again. And we get together, and although that was over 30 years ago, we still remember that as one of the best Christmases we ever had together. And I went home that night. My parents were in bed. Everyone was asleep. The Christmas tree was still lit. And I sat down and just stared at the tree. And I thought, you know what? You got everything you wanted. Candles, carols, and love. It was not what I expected. But when God comes into the story, things get turned upside down. And they fall in all the right places. I probably shouldn't tell you this, but December is not my favorite time. My dad died 10 years ago in December. I've had 3 friends die in December, and this year I'm away from my friends in Manhattan. And as December approached, I approached it with dread, and I said, Victor, just get through it. Just get through it. And as a clergyman, I feel kind of guilty about that because I'm all supposed to be about Christmas cheer and Yuletide joy and all this stuff. Just get through it. Yesterday, I came into the office. Monday's usually my day off, but I thought if I spend 30 minutes to an hour, it's going to make Christmas Eve so much simpler. So I spent some time here, and just as I was walking out the door, this young man came up, and he was homeless. And I said, come on in. And he told me all the stuff that had gone on in his life, including the fact that he had PTSD. And I've dealt with that a little bit with my friends, but he certainly did have that. And I just wanted to go home. I thought, really, God? Really? I have to deal with this? Okay. So we went upstairs to my office, and I called everyone that I knew. I called the YMCA. He said he couldn't stay in a shelter because he couldn't deal with all the people. So finally, I found someone who said, there is a hotel, the rates are cheap, you can probably put him up in that hotel. So I take him to the hotel, and I'm talking to the woman, and she said, well, if you're from out of town, I can give you a better rate. And I go, I have a Kansas driver's license right here. Got the better rate. She goes, if you're staying for a week, I can give you a better rate. I go, great, we'll take it. It was so cheap, I couldn't believe it. And I go, oh, I just need to be clear. This is the guy who's staying. I'm just taking care of it. And she goes, oh. He was disheveled. He was dirty. He needed a shower. And she walked in her office and came back and said, sir, I am so sorry. We don't seem to have any rooms. And I said, well, I'm a little irritated about this. And she goes, Mr. Force, I'm really sorry. And I go, actually, and I don't do this often, but I played the clergy card. I said, actually, it's Reverend Force. And I'm a full-blooded Presbyterian minister. And this guy, in my theology, represents Jesus. And you innkeepers need to kind of get the Jesus story right this time. And she said, give me a minute. She came back in a few minutes. And she said, oh, a room just opened up. And I said, glory to God in the highest. And as the man was getting ready to leave, he came up and he just started crying. He cried and cried. And cry because he had been treated badly because he was homeless. And the man gave me the Christmas spirit, something I hadn't found in 10 years. He gave it to me. when God walks into the story, babies fall out of the womb of a virgin. Shepherds start talking to angels. Homeless people who have nothing to give the thing that they have. Little boys teach us how to love, and the dying show us what this night is about. God astonishes us. And it is my hope that sometime between now and, oh, the few days after the New Year's, when all of your resolutions are already broken, you will find the astonishment of our God. Amen.